One is Outlook. I open a message and someone has embedded an image in the Outlook message. Sometimes it's a photo, more likely it's an image of like a party invitation. And I cannot get JAWS to read it. I know it's an image and that's why I can't read it, but I've tried everything. I've tried the JAWS cursor. I've tried, what's that called? Picture Smart, but there's no graphic to find, like G for graphic. I don't know. Does anybody else come across this?
If you do, and this is like a screen capture, and then you can, it's in the right click list of things. Yeah, you'll tell it to scan OCR the screen, insert space, and yeah, P.
Yeah, that's yeah. Picture yep. Smart.
And then you do the right click or the shift
okay.
F10,
yep.
And then you get a choice of OCR the whole screen.
Oh, I see. Okay. I could try
and
that.
And then what happens then, you take that and copy it to your clipboard and then open up Notepad and plop it in there.
Okay.
And see if you can read it from there.
Maybe a more anymore. Fundamental problem, though. You may have your Outlook set to not download pictures. You may be able to even change that permanently if you really want to. Go into the settings, either the security or something called the Trust Center may have some of that stuff in there.
Shift F10 is not working for me the way it used to. I used to use it a lot if someone sends me an email and there's a link in the email that I want to copy. Right. So I get to the link. I'm sitting, my cursor's right at the beginning, and I used to do Shift F10. It recognized it as a link. I'd arrow down until I got to copy link, and then I'd go wherever I wanted to paste it. But now I do Shift F10 at that, and I don't get the context menu. It doesn't even come up.
What I typically will do is I'll start right at the beginning of the link, and I'll use my space bar to make sure, okay, I'm at the space, and then I'm at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then I'll use Shift, Control, Right Arrow till I get to the end of the link. Then I know it's absolutely selected. Then I do the Shift F10.
Check to make sure your function keys are still function keys and hasn't switched
good
to media key.
Oh, yeah.
If the password on a Zoom is alphabetical, you know, letters instead of numbers, how do I do that?
Are you joining from your computer, Roz, or from your iPhone?
My landline phone.
I don't think for the phone the password is letters. When they send you the Zoom link, there should be a place that lists password colon and then a series of numbers. And that's specifically for people who use the phone.
I have an app called Withings or Withings or something like that. It's the app that's connected to my digital bathroom scale. And it's been great. I've used it for years. It's very accessible. It's great. Every now and then there's an update that it asks you to make. And I usually do it with no problem. But I did the last one, and now the app is like completely inaccessible. Like the whole page, button, 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 button.
You know, eventually, if they never clear it up, you know, there is a way of us labeling those buttons. But
yeah,
but that is a you know, kind of a nuisance.
I haven't explored it that much, and I haven't contacted the developer yet either. That's going to be my first go.
Have you tried, you know, putting on
screen recognition?
Yeah, exactly. Some of those things to see if any of that helps out.
No, I haven't done that yet either.
I try it, you know, just see if anything happens.
I have 2026 on my iPhone. I have four apps that I generally keep open that I go to via the app switcher. So like sometimes I'm trying to go into mail and it'll say calendar because it's, I guess, in my dock. And I don't want to activate the calendar, but it happens anyway.
Karen, sometimes I've seen, and it's not just with this version of the OS, but I've seen it over the last few, and the app switcher doesn't focus properly.
The focus is wrong.
That's been going on iOS 18. I move toward the upper part of the screen, and usually I find the app switcher kind of mixed in with a bunch of other stuff that's already there.
I think as much as I keep certain apps open a lot, I think once in a while it's good to close them because then they refocus. And that might partially eliminate your problem.
Does anybody can recommend an accessible app that will measure how fast I'm walking? I just reloaded Map My Walk. I had used it in the past, but not for a long time. So I logged in. Looks like it will kind of do it. It's medium accessible as an app, I guess. But I want to measure my walking speed usually they have it in minutes per mile.
There's at least an app. I'm not sure if it's an app or how it works. It's you know, the workout, which you actually can set it up to be an indoor-outdoor run. And on those things, I think it actually uses your GPS to figure out your foot length, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And so it does all that. And as far as I know, it does do a lot of that information, Amy.
I think I've seen that pop up when I'm on a walk. It says, oh, looks like you're on an outdoor walk.
Hello, the app is the fitness app. Finish. Workout is an option in the fitness app. So the primary app is the fitness app, and in there is the workout option, and then it tracks it and it will give you the information. They even came up with what they call the workout buddy that gives you some of the information you're talking about, Amy. So it will tell your pace, you've walked 1 mile, this was your heart rate.
Is that workout buddy, that's a separate app or that's within the fitness?
It's part of fitness app, which has these features. So iOS 26 came up with a workout buddy, a way to give some of the live feedback that people want. Because before that, you finish a session and then you get all the data. Now, it tries to give you updates as you're doing it, encourage you and all that. And you can set it up for a lot of different features.
I'll check that out.